Okay, today we're going to talk about the next sugya Maseches Brachos, which is Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches Amr Aleph, going on to Ches and Beis, tells us Amr of Huna Bar Yehuda, Amr of Ami, La'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiosav Imatzibur Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. That a person should be Mashlim Parshiosav Imatzibur, should complete the Parsha together with the Tzibur by reading it twice and being Metargim once. V'afilu Atoros V'divon. And the reason you should do this is it will give you long life. So that's a good thing. Rav Bibi Barabai used to plan to make up for that whole year's worth of Shnayim Mikra on Erev Yom Kippur. So a number of things emerge from this Gemara. First of all, that you're supposed to do it. Second of all, that it's a really big thing, that it's a really, really, carries with it great schar. And third, that it's the kind of thing, we don't say over zmano batal kabano, where, you know, once it passes, so you missed it and you're never going to make it up. No, it's the kind of thing that apparently you can make up at least until Yom Kippur. The question is, forever or only at least until Yom Kippur? So there are a number of different discussions relating to Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum in Rishonim, and I think the large majority of those discussions may boil down to a very simple issue, and that is, what are we intending to accomplish when we do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? What's the purpose of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? So what are the possibilities? What would be the purpose of doing this? To know the parsha for what purpose? So one possibility is that it somehow relates to the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. That Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah Barabim, but it goes so fast and it's very hard to follow and it's very hard to. So if you know it already and it's just a quick chazara, it's just a quick review of everything that you just learned. So then that will be a much more meaningful experience when you hear Kriyas HaTorah. So in a sense, it's to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, not in the way what you're suggesting is not in the way that I should know how to lane. But that when they lane, I'll appreciate what's being laned. I'll understand the parsha. So it's a Talmud Torah, but a Talmud Torah that's directly related to the Kriyas HaTorah. Any other possibility?
Maybe it's like some form of like a mechayev, like meaning like Chazal making sure that we'll learn every single.
Another possibility is that in general, it's important to have a curriculum in Talmud Torah. That a person, it's true that the Talmud Torah is such a valuable mitzvah, and no matter what you're learning, and no matter how small the item that you're learning is, if you really are ma'ayin in it and you put amelus into it, you're getting great credit for Talmud Torah. But a person can't just sit on one mishnah and Pirkei Avos his whole life. You have to accomplish in learning, and you have to develop some sort of curriculum. Mori V'Rabbi Rav Silver used to tell us in Kerem Yavin, he said, if someone's studying medicine, it's not enough to be ma'ayin into one chapter of the biology book. You have to figure out a plan, a curriculum, whereby you're going to have a decent knowledge of the entire book. And short of that, you're not going to pass. So one should approach Torah study in a more similar way to the way we approach secular studies than many people actually do. Meaning a person should figure out a plan, how to develop a curriculum whereby he will gain knowledge of the entire Torah. And this is Chazal developing a plan for us. It's their version of Daf Yomi. Instead of Daf a day with Chazara and whatever else, that you make sure you know Shas or you have a basic working knowledge of Shas, this gives you a basic working knowledge of Torah. And if that's the case, it's not really related to Kriyas HaTorah per se. It's a curriculum to make sure you finish the Torah every single year, to make sure that you review the Torah every single year. Any other possibilities? Okay, we have one that it's related to Kriyas HaTorah, that we should understand the Kriyas HaTorah, which is the Talmud Torah Barab, and that's why we make a Birchas HaTorah on Kriyas HaTorah, even though we already make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, because each different form of Talmud Torah requires its own Birchas HaTorah, and Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah. It's just a public form of Talmud Torah. And the second possibility, that it's simply a curriculum. And in fact, the first possibility is suggested by both Tosos and the Rush. That we should know it, we should recognize, we should be familiarized with the Parsha Shel Shavua. Beis Yosef quotes from the Ra'avan that the only reason to ever do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, Beis Yosef rejects this, but he quotes from the Ra'avan, is if you live in a place where there's no minyan and you're not going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Ooh, so that raises a third possibility. Now, what's the point of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? To replace Kriyas HaTorah. That we have a Takana of Takana Drabanan, very early Takana Drabanan of Kriyas HaTorah. So just like the Mashal, we can no longer bring Karbanos, so we do Neshalma Par Mitzvah Seinu, we say the Karbanos in place of bringing the Karbanos. The Gemara points out in a couple of places. So too, when we can't do Kriyas HaTorah, we do a Mak Kriyas HaTorah. Or maybe similar to the din we learned the other day, that if you can't daven with a minyan, at least daven bishah shatzibur mispalun. So you don't have a minyan in your town, so you're not going to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah, at least do a Kriya at the same time that other people in other communities are doing a Kriya. So related to Kriyas HaTorah, but not as an enhancement of Kriyas HaTorah, but as a replacement of Kriyas HaTorah. And of course, the other possibility, like we said, the third possibility is just a simple curriculum. Now, l'may nafkamina. So I think there could be up to 10 nafkaminas over here between these three reasons. But let's just go through some of the major discussions and we'll see how it plays out. And we'll see how many of them we get through. What language should you do the Targum in? Meaning, is it something that you're supposed to do specifically in the Targum with Targum Unculus? Or can you do whatever language you understand? Tosos quotes two deos. If Yotze leloaz im bela'az, is the point that Amei Aretz need to understand, so if you understand English, do it in English? Or is the point that you're supposed to read Targum Unculus? The Rush quotes in Simchas Chesedaya that Pirush Rashi works, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. Divrei Chamudas quotes in the Smag that Rashi's even better than Targum. The Rashi's better than Targum. So what are they arguing about? What's this machlokas about? Should I do Targum Unculus Tafka? Should I do a translation in another language? Or not even a translation? Do Perush, do Rashi. So if it's a curriculum in Talmud Torah, that Chazal want to make sure I have a working knowledge of Chumash, so what's the best way to learn Chumash? Chumash Rashi. Yeah, Chumash Rashi is the best. Secondarily, if I'm not going to learn Chumash Rashi, or I'm not confident that Rashi, I don't want to do Rashi because Rashi doesn't really cover every single pasuk, so what would I do if I really want to understand Torah? Well, whatever language I speak, I would want to do it. If it's a preparation for or replacement of Kriyas HaTorah, well, how did they used to do Kriyas HaTorah? They would have a Metargim, they'd have a Torgaman. They would read a Pasuk, and the Metargaman would read the Targum out loud. And that's how they would do Kriyas HaTorah. So if it's to mimic a Kriyas HaTorah, either as a replacement of or as a preparation of Kriyas HaTorah, for Kriyas HaTorah, so then it would make sense that we would dafka insist on Targum Unculus as opposed to whatever other translation. Now, there could be other reasons why we would insist on Targum Unculus as opposed to Targum of Art Scroll, let's say. And that could just be because we're not as confident in the accuracy of any Targum other than Unculus's Targum. I mean, it could be we just want to make sure that we get it right, that we know that we're getting the Targum correct. But that this Machlokas L'chora, you know, relates very much to Tara Chakira. Another Machlokas. What's the best way to do it? To do Shnayim Mekavet Targum. Divrei Chamudos Nos Mem Aleph on the bottom of the Rush quotes two deos. Whether you read each parsha, meaning parsha once, parsha twice, and then targum on the entire parsha, or pasuk or pasuk, pasuk once, pasuk twice, targum on that pasuk, next pasuk once, twice, targum, next pasuk, right? Two deos. And he brings a raya from the fact that we call it Shnayim Mikra V'Echod Targum, as opposed to Shtayim Mikra V'Achas Targum, that it's got to be on the Pasuk. Why? What's the raya? Pasuk is a Lashon Zachar. Parsha is a Lashon Nekeva. So if it was really on the entire Parsha, it would have been Shtayim Mikra V'Achas Targum. But that's what Chazal say. The Gemara says, Shnayim Mikra V'Echtar must be al kol pasuk al pasuk. Well, what does this relate to? What are they arguing about? What difference does it make? You read everything twice and then you read the Targum, what difference does it make? So let's think about it for a second. What difference does it make? What do you think? Ah, so how did they do the Kriyas HaTorah? Did they do the whole parsha then the Targum? I don't think they did. Meaning, you're inclined to say that it relates to our machlokas. That if you're going to learn it midin Talmud Torah and you want to understand it really well, so then it's probably best to do pasuk by pasuk, right? But if you're going to mimic, you know, you're trying to replace Kriyas HaTorah, so then maybe parsha by parsha. But the way they would do the Targum and Kriyas HaTorah was pasuk by pasuk also. But what about nowadays? Where we don't do a Targum. So we still have the remnant of it that we still do an Echa Targum. But if we're really trying to mimic a Kriyas HaTorah, we probably shouldn't be mafsik with Targum in the middle. So maybe nowadays, we should do Parsha Parsha if we're trying to mimic a Kriyas HaTorah, if we're trying to replace a Kriyas HaTorah, or prepare for a Kriyas HaTorah in some way. But if we're trying to understand Torah, we're trying to learn Torah, so then it's then maybe better pasuk by pasuk. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Mavo to the Sefer Emes Yaakov has a mechudosh tika mahalich in how to do it. He says, I disagree with both of them. He says, you ever think, why is it shnayim mikra v'echa targum? Why not one time mikra? Why do you have to read the mikra twice? When they lay in shul, they lay it twice, they lay it once. So why do you have to do it twice? So he suggests that Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is not just about learning or just about replacing or preparing for Kriyas HaTorah. No, what he suggests is that it's to imbue in us an understanding of the dimensions of Chumash, of the multi-dimensional nature of Chumash. I'm speaking Chinese right now. What in the world does that mean, the multi-dimensional nature of Chumash? Rabbi Yaakov says, you open up a Chumash, and you read the words, and you don't understand a word that you're reading. Are you yotzei any mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So he suggests, if you were to do that with a Navi, or Ksuvim, and just start reading the words and not understand any of it, you would not be yotzei anything. Because to learn, or a Gemara certainly, you would not be yotzei anything if you don't understand a word you're reading. Because the Torah in Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Mishnah and Gemara is the ideas. And if you're not getting the ideas, the words aren't the things that have Kedusha, it's the ideas behind it that have Kedusha. But Chamisha Chumshei Torah is different. Because the words themselves were given to Moshe Mipi Agvura. It wasn't just a Navi describing a vision that he had in his own words. Certainly wasn't an Amora describing an idea that he had in his own words. It was each word, each letter given to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chumash is unique in that the words themselves are valuable and meaningful even if you don't get them, even if you don't understand them, even without Havana, the words themselves are inherently valuable. Of course, there's a deeper level which is to actually understand them. So he says the purpose of Shnayim Mikra is to expose us to the two dimensions of Chumash. The dimension of just reading it, and then the dimension of reading with understanding. So he says, you know what I think you should do, says Rabbi Yaakov? First time, just read it through. You don't even have to pay attention. Just read it through. And then you're showing that with or without understanding, I'm doing something valuable just by reading it through. Second time around, Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum. Why? Second time around, you got to understand it. To show that deeper dimension of learning Chumash. With Havan. So not related to our Chakira. He suggests this third approach of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, of exposing us to the dimensions of Chumash learning. Mishnah Brura quotes Yesh Medaktikin. Sivkat Nevav, Mishnah Brura quotes Yesh Medaktikin, not to be mafsik in Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And he says, V'yafa adavar v'utov ma'od. Not to be mafsik. Why not? So that might relate to our issue also. If it's like Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. But if it's Talmud Torah, so you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Talmud Torah. It's not recommended to do it too much, but you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Talmud Torah. Good. Another possible discussion. Do you have to do it with truck? The Beis Yosef says, if you know the ta'amin, then you should do it with truck. Beis Yosef goes even further. He says, if you know the ta'amin bal peh, then read it from a Torah. Read it from a Torah. Ooh. So, okay, so wait a second. Why? Why would I read it from a Torah? Well, if the point is that you're either preparing for Kriyas HaTorah in case you get called up to read, or you're replacing Kriyas HaTorah, I understand that you're going to read it from the Torah. If it's about just learning Chumash, no need to read it from the Torah. Trup, you could argue, would apply in either way, though. That certainly if it's to prepare for or replace Kriyas HaTorah, that Trup would be important. But you could argue that even if it's for Havana, even if it's just to learn, a trup is going to be important. Why is trup important even if it's just to learn? Yeah, the trup is punctuation. You'll know where to put the comma, where to put the emphasis, and it helps. Trup really helps in explaining a lot of things. A lot of times we're not sensitive enough to that, but you have to know that an asnachta splits the pasuk in half, and then what the secondary layers of trup are, and when things, words are put together or grouped together. It helps. It helps if you have trup to understand what's actually going on. Once in a while, the trup will change the meaning of a pasuk. Another major discussion that may relate to our issue: when do you have to do Shnei Mikra V'Chatarva? Tosfos writes that it begins at Mincha on Shabbos. The next week begins at Mincha on Shabbos. Why? That's when you're starting that parsha. So very much connected to the Parshas HaShavua. Two deos Tosfos has where you have to finish before your meal on Shabbos. But Tamidu Rabbi Yonah says, forget about before your meal on Shabbos, you have to finish before Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. What's the difference? If you hold that it's about preparing for Kriyas HaTorah, you got to finish before Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. If you hold it's a replacement for Kriyas HaTorah, then you only have to finish before your meal on Shabbos. If you hold it's a din in Talmud Torah of keeping up with the tzibur or a steady, so you just have to do it the same day, but you don't have to finish before the meal either. Right, so three deos in Rishonim fit perfectly in our three possibilities. If you hold like Rabbi, you got to finish before Kriyas HaTorah, it's because you hold that it's a preparation for Kriyas HaTorah. You can't prepare after it's over. If you hold, you got to finish before lunch. So then you might be holding that it's a replacement of Kriyas HaTorah. You finish laning before lunch. If you hold, you could finish that whole day of Shabbos. You don't have to finish before. You could do it Shabbos afternoon. Well, that's just because you're mashlim parshiyos v'matzibur midin Talmud Torah. They have a steady diet of Talmud Torah. Now, certainly the Gemara's assertion that at least one of the Amoraim made it all up on Erev Yom Kippur seems to emphasize which approach? Support which approach? Talmud Torah. It's too late to prepare for last year's Kriyas HaTorah. But Talmud Torah, look, you make up for lost time. You know, guys didn't learn at all in high school, so they go and learn extra in Israel, and they stay up till 2 in the morning learning. You make up for lost time. Talmud Torah, we do that. It's not ideal. You try to be paced normally so that, you know, ben chamish lemikra, ben eser lemishnah, ben chamish eser leTalmud. But no, if we didn't, you know, chaval davdim, we have to try to make up for lost time. The tour says that you should dafka start on Sunday. Rav Shechter quotes from Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Iker Zman is only on Shabbos. And it's a kula that since it's overwhelming, you know, what are you going to do? It's overwhelming to do it all on Shabbos. So it's a kula that we allow it during the week also. But really, the Iker Zman is only on Shabbos. What's the svara? Why would the Iker Zman be only on Shabbos? Well, if you hold it, it didn't Kriyas HaTorah, or some sort of replacement, or zecher, whatever, of Kriyas HaTorah, not preparation, but a replacement of Kriyas HaTorah, then the Iker Zman will be dafka on Shabbos. And that's probably how we understood the Gemara. Im HaTzibur, with the Tzibur, when the Tzibur is doing it, the day that the Tzibur is doing it. The way it comes out is that there are four shitos when you're allowed to start, five shitos when you're allowed to finish. The four shitos when you're allowed to start are Shabbos Mincha, Sunday morning, Erev Shabbos, and the Chadchila Shabbos itself. The five shitos when you're allowed to finish, before Tefillah in the morning, on Shabbos morning, before eating on Shabbos, before Mincha on Shabbos, B'diavad Beis Yosef says until Wednesday, because that's still called Imat Tzibur, you're still sort of connected to last week's parasha, and Rabbeinu Simcha says until Shemini Atzeres, when everyone makes a Siyum on the whole Torah. which clearly highlights the Talmud Torah element, the Talmud Torah element of it. Another issue that may relate to this very much. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, do you have to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum when it comes to Yantif Leining? Or Rosh Chodesh Leining? You can be leining other things. Shulchan Aruch Paskins is not necessary. But he says, Yesh Nogim to read the Haftarah as part of your Shnayim Mikra. So Mishmur says, why don't you have to read Yantif Leining? Because Kfar Hishlam Parshi Yosef. You already did that, you know, when you got to those Parshios. So, it's no big deal. You don't have to do it again. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. But the Haftarah is Kedai. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? Why is it Kedai to prepare the Haftarah? Ula yikru oso lemaftir. You never know. They might come up to you last minute and say, maftir? And you're gonna get the Aliyah. So you're going to be embarrassed if you don't know the words. You don't have the basic familiarity with the words. So what's he assuming? So it sounds like you're assuming two different things in the first half of the sentence, second half of the sentence. Yeah? So by the maftir part, he seems to be assuming it's dinner just being prepared, right? Not a din in Talmud Torah, because it's a very, learning only the Haftarahs is a very poor curriculum for learning Navi. You're skipping like a lot of it, and you're just getting bits and pieces without getting the whole story. The way to really learn Navi is learn through it, you know, in order. But if it's just to prepare you to read the Haftarah, so then I understand that it will that Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum may include the Haftarah. But in the first half where he says, no need to do the Yantif Leinings, well, if it's a preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, or on some level, a Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, well, then you should have to do the Yantif Leinings also. But if it's a din in it, just developing a curriculum to finish the Chumash every single year with some level of understanding, so why would you pick certain partials to do twice or three times? It doesn't make sense. You just finish the Chumash once. You wouldn't have to do, Rosh Chodesh Leining 12 times. You wouldn't have to do Yantif Leining every Yantif. So how many Nafkaminas do we have in the end of the day? How many have you counted?
I think
we did five. Okay, so let me run through the list. You tell me which ones we didn't do. Nafkamina number one, do you have to read every Pasuk and Pasuk with the Targum, or all each Parsha and Parsha with the Targum? Maybe a Nafkamina. Then we had Rabbi Yaakov. When do you have to finish? Before Kriyas Torah or not before Kriyas Torah? We had that one. Oh, another Nafkamina I didn't mention. Can you be Mekayimit B'Shas Kriyas Torah? So you only have time for one Mikra and one Targum. So can you just read along and be Mekayim B'Shas Kriyas Torah? Mishnah Berurah discusses this. And Bir Halacha discusses this, whether you can be Mekayim B'Shas Kriyas Torah. How may that relate? Because if it's about Talmud Torah, then why not? But if it's about a preparation for Kriyas Torah, it's a little too late to prepare while you're doing it. Right? We had the Nafkamina whether it's enough to have Targum or any other Perush. That's four. Fifth Nafkamina, we had you Kori B'Shal Yom Tov. Do you have to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum on the Yantif Leining? Sixth Nafkamina we didn't mention. In the Tshuvas B'Tzela Chachma, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud, a Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz. Or Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. Which Shnayim Mikra do you do? Do you do what you're up to or what they're up to? Someone told me, I forgot what week it was. It was two very long... Oh, it was Bamidbar Nasa. Someone was going to Eretz Yisrael that week. So, on Tuesday. So you wanted to know, does he have to finish Shnayim Mikra for Bamidbar on Sunday, Monday, and then Shnayim Mikra for Naso on Wednesday, Thursday when he's in Eretz Yisrael? That's a killer. A double Parsha of Bamidbar Naso? It's a long Parsha. Pashto says that's the best thing to do, satisfy all the opinions. But Nu, why is this an Afkamina? If it's about preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, so wherever you're going to be that Shabbos, that's what it should be about. So a replacement for Kriyas HaTorah, wherever you are now, right now, what they're up to where you are now. If it's a curriculum in Talmud Torah, you go with what you're up to, personally. So that would be an excellent nafkamina of B'tzal Stern, and B'tzal Chachma has a long tshuva about that. Another possible nafkamina. Women. Do women do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? So not clear if this is really a nafkamina, but you could certainly argue. No, what would you say? Women are part of the Talmud Torah. Right? If it's a din preparing for Kriya Satorah, they certainly don't have to do Kriya Satorah. But if it's, meaning they certainly aren't going to be called up to do the Kriya Satorah. But if it's a din in understanding, preparing in the sense that you're preparing yourself to understand the Kriya Satorah, and they plan on being in shul for Kriya Satorah, so they would benefit a great deal from understanding the Kriya Satorah. How many is that? Seven? Eight?
No, seven, the one you gave.
Oh, I didn't mention the Nigun HaTaimim, right, the trup also, right, that would be number eight. And the Haftorah would be number nine, right, whether you'd have to do the Haftorah. And in the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, this will be the final one, we'll finish with this. In the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, Simon Kufron Gimel, who wrote the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak? I have no idea. There's a school named after him, yeah. Or maybe it was named after someone else and they just chose the name Siach Yitzchak in Sicha L'Tzvila. But in the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, he suggests, or he discusses, whether you should have to do a separate Shnayim Mikra for Rishon for the coming week's Parsha on Shabbos afternoon. Because maybe each Kriyas HaTorah demands its own Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. So maybe I should make sure to get Rishon in, even if it's not separate, but make sure to get Rishon in before Shabbos Mincha. Because if it's preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, I want to be prepared before the first time I get that Kriyas HaTorah. But if it's the din in Talmud Torah, obviously you don't want to, it doesn't make sense to emphasize Rishon. It's like, you know, every Dvar Torah you ever hear in every Parsha is always in Rishon for some reason. Like, that's not fair. We shouldn't emphasize part of Torah over other parts of Torah. So if it's the din in Talmud Torah, we certainly wouldn't emphasize one over the other. So these are ten possible nafkaminas in Shnayim. Yeah. My mahalich in general, whenever people ask shailas about Shnayim Mikra, is whatever works for you. Because I think there are enough people that don't do it, that we need to make a takanas hashavim, make it as easy as possible for people to do Shnayim Mikra v'chatargum. So if you find that it's very unsatisfying to read the whole parsha and then all the targum, because you don't understand what's going on, so do it in a way that makes sense for you. Do it in a way that works for you. If you find that it's too choppy to do pasuk, pasuk, targum, and you'd rather... I personally do like Rabbi Yaakov. I thought I found his mahalich very geschmack. If, you know, whether compelling or not, irrelevant, but extremely geschmack in terms of the depth that he uncovers in the nature of Chumash. So I personally do like Rabbi Yaakov, but whichever way works, yesh al milismach, whichever way. And also whatever targum you want to use. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Rashi is really a great targum to use. There's also a question, how do you deal with psukim that don't have Rashi, if you're going to do Rashi? So some people just read the pasuk a third time, some people use another targum for those psukim. Others say, no, you're doing it with Rashi. So that's, you know, so you're Shnayim Mikra, the whole Parsha Shnayim Mikra, and Rashi once in the whole Parsha, and there's no need to... Well, the idea is that you're supposed to understand it, that ultimately you'll come to it. Some people tell you that it's better to do unkelus so that you become familiar with Aramaic words, and that children should dafka be taught unkelus. That way, maybe they're going to learn, they'll be able to learn Gemara better when they... It's not really the same as Gemara words, though. It's much, much harder. It's harder for those who are familiar with Gemara, probably easier for those who are familiar with unkelus and not familiar with Gemara, but it's, the language is very different. Okay, I'll stop there. I've got to give the other shift.